You're listening to Joe McGee on Fighting for Families.
God has a plan for your life. The devil would like to stop it. He's giving you a help meet with your spouse to fulfill that. Maybe it's to be own a business, be an electrician, a plumber, a doctor, a lawyer. It doesn't matter what it is. It's that you should be happy getting up every day. You ought to be thrilled to get up every day. What are you doing? Well, I'm child of God. Name's written down in heaven. There's so many angels around me, you can't count them. God's ordering my steps, directing my path. Guiding me into all truth, showing me things to come. I'm surrounded with a shield of divine favor, Psalm 512. People like me don't even know why. I got her made. I'm looking for hell. Just looking to fix some hell somewhere. I'm a member of the body of Christ. And once you find out who you are in him, in whom, in Christ, you'll be surprised how much stupidity will drop off of you.
Today, Joe continues his message about the power and importance of communication. More funny stories to help you understand how God designed marriage. So get ready to laugh and get some help to overcome the tough challenges of marriage. But before we get into today's message, this month Joe has a great radio offer. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set, which includes three audio discs, messages that will guide you on building a better marriage. You'll also receive two cards designed to help remind you each day to pray for your spouse, and you'll also receive a set of 31 Telling Your Children the Truth scripture cards. All three of these powerful items are designed to help you fight for your own family, to discover how you can build a strong family with joy, love, and the truth of God's Word. How can you get this radio offer? Simply call with a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to fight to reconcile families across this nation. And when you do, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you the Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. Call or write down this number now, toll free, 1-800-482-5862. That number again is 1-800-482-5862. Or visit us online at fightingforfamiliesradio.com. That's fightingforfamiliesradio.com. Be sure to tell the operator that you want the Marriage Building 101 Essentials Set. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, let's get started with another funny life story with Joe.
We get married and we start playing games with one another. Oh, that upset him. Don't talk about that. Oh, that upset him. Don't talk about that. So we put up a wall here and then a wall here and then a wall here. Pretty soon there's a maze. You can't get to one another. If you can't get to one another, you'll never get an agreement. If you don't get an agreement, your prayers are not going to get answered. Now you neutralize. The devil's going to have a heyday on your head. So all of a sudden I realize, okay, Disney, we got to go to Disney, dear God. I got to see you. So I planned, saved money, did the best I could. I think we made it to Gadsden, Alabama the next year, and that's where we ran out of money. Stayed at a Motel 6, had the Chinese restaurant, kids under 12 eat free, dollar movie theater, had a great time. Gadsden's got a big brass peanut in the middle of town. You can see a big brass peanut out there. Right? So Denise never griped. She knew I used every ounce of faith I had, saved every dime. She never griped one time. Kids kept wanting to know where Disney was. It's south here. Shut up, get in the pool. The second year we made it to Jacksonville, Florida, we're not on the ocean, but we can drive to the ocean. So we'd go over and the kids would play in the ocean. They said, where's Disney? We're going to rent some videos. It's south here. Shut up. Get in the water. The third year we made it to Clearwater Beach, Clearwater, Florida. Beautiful place. Man, really nice. And we're sitting there in the water just enjoying the stuff. Kids are playing there in the Gulf. Nice place. I mean, five-star place. And so we're just sitting there in our lounge chairs watching the kids play. And so I'm the verbal one. Denise is not verbal. She's almost like a man. I'm almost like a woman. So I do all the talk. I said, I did good this year, didn't I, baby? And this good? I did good, Joe. This is nice. Yeah, nice, man. This is a nice place. She said, but this isn't the real ocean. I'm not making this up. I said, what? This isn't the real ocean, Joe. This is the backwater. The real ocean's on the other side of the state. I'm not making this up. And she said, by the way, Joe, I want you to take us to Disney tomorrow. I said, babe, I don't have the money for Disney. No, I just want you to drive over and show the kids where you're taking them next year. So we loaded up the Suburban, went and got a breakfast sandwich there at the Hardee's and drove over to Orlando, parked in the Mickey Mouse section, and rode the tram out to the front gate. Now, the kids know we're not going in. We're just going to see it. So they're real excited. So we got out, went to the front gate, you know, the big black steel bars. We're looking like... You know, people are pouring in, you know. You know, the monorail's going by, choo-choo train. Pluto came over and talked to my kids. Now, he's on the other side of the bar, but we had a picture taken with Pluto. And we finally turned around with our back to the entrance and had this sweet little couple take our picture. We go back to Tulsa. Corey was in the fifth grade at the time. She goes in the first week of school. On Friday, you get to share what you did that summer. Well, I didn't know she took that picture. And so she got up and said, Corey, come tell us what you did this summer. She said, well, my family and I, we went to Disney. And next year, we're going in. Yeah, that lady eventually worked for me. That was embarrassing. She reminded me of that. So the next year we went to Disney, and we were there when they opened up. Stayed in a really nice Ramada Inn. It was a nice Ramada Inn right in the middle of Orlando, and we were there when they opened up, wore that puppy out, stayed till they shut it down. Riding the ferry boat back across to the car, man, I'm broke, and I've spent everything, you know, $5 Coca-Cola. It's just like, whew, I'm just... So I looked at Denise, we're hanging over the rail of the ferry boat. We rode the ferry back across to the parking lot. I said, I did good, didn't I, babe? You did good, Joe. Finally got us here. You did good. She kissed me, and I looked down, and Tess is there, and Tess has got tears coming down her face. I said, honey, you okay? Now, this place is packed. It's packed, you know. I said, baby, all right? You okay? I thought, well, too much Pepsi and pizza. I said, you okay? And she muttered something. I said, what is it, baby? You okay? You something wrong? And here's what she said. We didn't get to see Frontierland. I said, what did you say? We didn't see Frontierland. I said, babe, you can't see it all in one day. It's too big. Well, I want to see Frontierland. And it's taken me 4 years to believe Jesus, bind the devil, save money, take extra job, and you're crying. So for just a brief moment, I lost my salvation. And I started screaming. I said, don't you worry. We're coming back. We're coming back. I'm going to make you sick of Mickey Mouse. You're going to get sick of Mickey Mouse. So we came back the next year, stayed in the same Ramada Inn, got a 3-day pass. Now, you can't ride those rides unless you're tall enough. So I shove stuff in the kids' shoes. Get on that ride. Get on that ride. You're getting on every ride. I don't care. You keep your guts out. Get on that ride. We rode the Tower of Terror twice that year because there was not a big crowd. I saw Jesus twice. I haven't ridden that thing since. That scared the dog out of me. Now we go to Disney. Now we fly. You fly in. They pick you up in a shuttle. We stay at the downtown Hilton. You know, they got live birds in the hallway that'll talk to you when you walk through. You know, their swimming pool's on the 7th floor. They have caviar at their breakfast buffet, not just a stale donut. Now, the point of this is we didn't get there overnight. Our early vacations were an inner tube and a grilled cheese sandwich at Lake Chickamauga up in Tennessee. We thought that was great. Went every day. Praise God. Standards change, things change, people change. You don't stay the same. You're growing in God's grace. You're growing in God's knowledge. What used to make your wife or your husband happy doesn't do it because we've changed. You don't ever stay the same. So if you're not communicating, a volcano's building up. You've got to learn to start talking to one another. Well, what you talk uses out of your own self. So I'm going to hold this up. I know you can't read it, but you can go get it out of the book or you can download it for free off my website. It's a book I made for all my kids called This Is My Life. I only put 8 pages in it to start them out. Because when you talk, you're talking them with you, about you, and from you. So who are you? If you don't know who you are in Him, in whom, and in Christ, you're talking out of your flesh. And that's not going to make anybody happy. It's not going to help anybody. It's not going to please anybody. You're just a problem looking for somewhere to happen. You're a thumb sucker. You're a newspaper editor that's just unleashed on somebody else. Well, you never, and you, oh, and I never, and we never, and we never, we are. And buddy, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So I learned something. The greatest, if the number one reason for divorce is incompatibility or we don't know how to communicate, then maybe we ought to learn that before we ever get married. I need to know how to listen and how to talk. 2 ears, 1 mouth. It's a math thing. Listen twice as much as you speak. God didn't give you 2 mouths, just 1. Be slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to wrath. And so I put this book together because before we start talking, I have to figure who's doing the talking. Well, I am. Who am I? I don't know. I need to find out. So I put this book for my kids. So this is my personal called This Is My Life. The front page is the meaning of our name. You know, you need to know what your name is. Your name's prophetic. I don't care who named you. God knew what your name was going to be before your mother ever met your father. And so this is my name, Joe Allen McGee. All Southern boys have 2 first names, Billy Bob, Jimmy Ray, Joe Allen. Mamas couldn't make their mind up, so we have 2 first names. Well, if you look it up in the public library, this is the meaning of my name. My name means a man able to bring about increase and improvement in people. Oh, my goodness. By teaching, persuading with spontaneous impulse, bringing agreement and balance in relationships. What is that? I teach on marriage and family. It's, my name is prophetic. God knew that when I was so shy in high school. I took F's on all oral book reports in high school. I took F's on book reports when I was a freshman in college. I'm not talking to anybody and you can't make me. You understand? The devil started working for you. You came out of your mother's womb to stop what you were called and gifted to do. He's a liar and he's a thief, but God will set you free. Now then, I'm sitting at my desk working as an engineer in Sykes, Missouri one day, and somebody came by and threw a cassette tape on my desk. Said, "Here, I'll give you something." So what is it? "It's a tape by Oral Roberts." "Who?" "Oral Roberts." "I've heard of him." I said, "Why are you giving it to me?" "I think you and him believe the same thing." "What thing?" "That tongue thing you do." "What tongue thing I do?" "I see your lips moving at lunchtime. I got a cousin that does that. I know what you're doing." Now, I'm going to Trinity Baptist. I'm not in a Pentecost. Now, I've got spirit filled. A crazy Methodist got me filled with the Holy Spirit. And, I'm shining down with the best of them, but on my own. So I went home and I listened to that tape. And I thought, oh, my goodness, how Oral Roberts built Oral Roberts University, walking across the cow pasture for 3 days, praying in the Holy Ghost, getting the mind of God for what God wanted him to do. And he wrote it out on a napkin. And so Oral Roberts stands today. Where'd this come from? Well, he was praying in the Holy Ghost for 3 days, walking in his cow pasture. And he began to ask God, "What am I praying about? This?" And he described it. I thought, oh, my goodness, let's try that. So I told my wife, "Hey, we're going to do this tonight," before we had children, September 1975. First spiritual thing I'd ever done since we'd been married. Wouldn't pray worthy about nothing. I don't want to pray with you. Pray by yourself, dear God. I pray myself.
You're listening to Joe McGee on Fighting for Families. He'll be right back with more funny stories and foundational biblical words of encouragement. But first, we'd like to tell you about this month's life-changing offer. Right now, when you call with your gift of $35 or more, Joe would like to thank you for your support by sending you the Marriage Building 101 Essentials Set. The set includes 3 audio messages that are funny, but will also give you some great marriage building tools. You'll also get a couple of prayer reminder cards and 31 teaching cards to help you and your kids build a strong family and you a strong marriage. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Your support goes to help grow the outreach of Joe McGee Ministries and the radio program Fighting for the Family. Joe uses a laugh and learn approach that removes barriers and provides a refreshing point of view and a new hope for your marriage and family. That number again, 1-800-482-5862, and the website is fightingforfamiliesradio.com. Let's get back to today's message from Joe. Sit back, smile, and learn how you can build a great marriage and family.
So I went home and I listened to that tape and I thought, oh my goodness, how Oral Roberts built Oral Roberts University, walking across the cow pasture for 3 days, praying in the Holy Ghost, getting the mind of God for what God wanted him to do. And he wrote it out on a napkin. And so Oral Roberts stands today. Where'd this come from? Well, he was praying in the Holy Ghost for 3 days, walking in his cow pasture. And he began to ask God, what am I praying about? This. And he described it. I thought, oh my goodness, let's try that. So I told my wife, hey, we're going to do this tonight before we had children. September 1975. First spiritual thing I'd ever done since we'd been married. Wouldn't pray worthy about nothing. I don't want to pray with you. Pray by yourself, dear God. I pray myself. So I said, we're going to do this tonight. We're going to get in bed, shut the curtains, turn out the lights, get under the cover so it's dark. I can't see you. You can't see me. Got this? And she said, okay. She's excited. I'm going to do something spiritual. So we held hands. I said, now I'm going to count to 3. Okay? We'll count to 3, and then we're going to start praying in the Holy Ghost as loud and as fast as we can. And we're going to give God something to work with. She said, fine, let's do it. So I counted to 3, and buddy, we shined out. He came over. He stole my Honda. We just shelled her right down to the cob. Prayed maybe about 10 minutes. I don't know. You couldn't see the clock. This is before digital. I said, okay, we prayed enough. I don't know what we prayed. We prayed out the will of God, though, according to this oral guy. So I'm going to count to 3 again, and I'm going to say, thus saith the Lord, and I'm about to pray out of my mouth the absolute perfect will of God for our lives. Now, I'm a backslidden Baptist. I just got filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know much. I am reading my Bible a lot. I just don't know. She said, okay, let's go. I counted 3, and I said, thus saith the Lord. This is what came out of my mouth in 1975, and I don't know anything. Except this crazy Methodist got me restored to fellowship with Jesus. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. So here's what I prayed that night. One day I'm going to take you all over the country. And I'm going to use you to minister to families, especially to parents. And I'm going to use you to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. Your family is going to stand amazed at what I'm about to do in your life. You will be known as the repair of the breach, the restorer past the dwelling in the last days. Now that rolled out of my mouth like honey out of a jar. I'm just laying there in bed next to my wife holding hands. It's dark. You can't see in front of your face. She didn't say a word. She didn't say amen, oh me, or what was that? I leaned over toward her and I said, is that not the dumbest thing you ever heard of in your life? Don't you ever tell anybody we did this. That oral guy is crazy. And I threw that cassette tape in the trash. Now the subject's communication. I haven't left it. Hang with me here. So anyhow, we go to church on Sunday, Trinity Baptist. We're on the second row. I'm a front row Baptist down there. So we're getting ready to start church. And this little white-haired saint comes down the aisle. She leans, Sonny. I said, yes, ma'am, can I help you? Sonny, God dealing with you about the ministry? No, ma'am. No. Denise pinched my leg. So we moved to the back because evidently it's hot down front. Holy Ghost is hot. So move away from God. So we're next to the back row the next Sunday, singing from our hymnal, just having a good time. And all of a sudden, this elderly gentleman behind me on the back row punches me on the shoulder. And I thought, what did he drop? Someone said, yes, sir, can I help you? He said, son, God dealing with you about the ministry? No, sir. She pinched me again. Now, long story short, God's eternal. He's diligent. And I realized, evidently, God's called me to do something. So I quit my good job as an engineer, sold the new house we'd finally built, the first one in our family ever owned a new house. We built a brand new home, and we went to Bible school. My family thought, well, we were in a cult. Want to know what's going on? So, no, we just met Jesus. It's just, I don't know. He said, we're going into ministry. Doing what? I don't have a clue. I don't know. I'm just trying to make God happy right now. I really don't know. We're gonna work with family. So here we are today, and I'm trying to help you. God has a plan for your life. The devil would like to stop it. He's giving you a help meet with your spouse to fulfill that. Maybe it's to be own a business, be an electrician, a plumber, a doctor, a lawyer. It doesn't matter what it is. It's that you should be happy getting up every day. You ought to be thrilled to get up every day. What are you doing? Well, I'm a child of God. Name's written down in heaven. There's so many angels around me, you can't count them. God's ordering my steps, directing my path. Guide me into all truth, show me things to come. I'm surrounded with a shield of divine favor, Psalm 512. People like me don't even know why. I got her made. I'm looking for hell. Just looking to fix some hell somewhere. I'm a member of the body of Christ. And once you find out who you are in him, in whom in Christ, you'll be surprised how much stupidity will drop off of you. Didn't mean hell wouldn't make a run at you. It's like, instead of fighting each other, you can go fight the real enemy instead of each other. So I did this for my kids thinking. Now I said, okay, we want to help you. We want to do something nobody did for me. This is your name. Then we've got these basic scriptures. And this is what it looks like in their book that I gave them. First scripture, Psalm 139, verse 15 and 16. All the days of your life are written in the book in heaven before you were ever born. God saw me coming. There's a book on a bookshelf in heaven. My name's on the end of it. Every human that's ever been conceived, whether they made it out of their mother's womb or not, God has a plan for their life. What's going on? Well, the devil's a murderer, and he's a thief, and he's a liar, and he's trying to kill as many people as he can. He's an equal opportunity hater. Now, I'm not left my subject, but if you don't know what it is you're communicating, you'll just yell a lot and try to win an argument. So I realized, okay, God's got a plan for my life. Jeremiah, we like this in 1:5. God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. God's all-knowing. He is eternal. There is no time in heaven. You and I live in time, but there's no time in heaven. Heaven is eternity. You understand that? You know, at the speed of light, time ceases to exist. If we could take you out in the parking lot and I give you a .22 rifle, you fire a bullet out into the air, if that bullet travels at the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second, it will circle the earth 7 times, come across the top of your head before you can get your finger off that trigger. Boom, it just circled your head 7 times. Like, whoa. Well, NASA discovered years ago that at the speed of light, time ceases to exist, which is interesting because the Bible says that God is light. God's eternal. I am that I am. He is that he is. When you pray, he's not nervous. Look, can you hold on? I got a lot of other requests right now. I'll get back with you in about an hour. We serve an eternal God. We serve a really big God. You know, there's 93 billion known galaxies, 93 billion known. We know there's 93 billion known galaxies, not planets, galaxies. We're one. The Milky Way is one of 93 billion known galaxies. And we're in one of the smaller galaxies. If you got in a spaceship at the speed of light, let's say we get you out here on the interstate and get your truck up to 186,000 miles a second, you're going to be booking it. You're going to be moving. If we can get you up that fast, if you can maintain that speed of 186,000 miles a second, don't slow down. If you stay at that speed, it'll take you 100,000 years at that speed to go from one side of the Milky Way galaxy to the other. And we're one of the smallest of the 93 billion known galaxies. It's a really big play. God's really big. And as far as we know, the universe is still expanding. So when you're asking God to help you in your marriage, like, can you help us? Probably can. Probably not going to stretch him too much. I don't know. Looks kind of bad to me. I don't know.
You're listening to Joe McGee on Fighting for Families. Joe's going to be with you in the studio in just a moment with another tool to help you build a God-based, stronger marriage. But before we get to today's final thought and take home, I wanted to let you know about this month's great radio offer. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set, which includes three audio discs, messages that will guide you on building a better marriage. You'll also receive two cards designed to help remind you each day to pray for your spouse. And you'll also receive a set of 31 Telling Your Children the Truth scripture cards. All three of these powerful items are designed to help you fight for your own family, to discover how you can build a strong family with joy, love, and the truth of God's Word. How can you get this radio offer? Simply call with a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to fight to reconcile families across this nation. And when you do, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you the Marriage Building 101 Essentials Set. Call or write down this number now, toll free, 1-800-482-5862. That number again is 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe with a tool for you to use in your marriage.
You know, when dealing with marriages, people come to us usually about 7 to 10 years into their marriage. And that's why they start having a lot of problems, because by that time, things are different. We got bills and jobs, and now you had a couple of kids probably, and things are going on. Maybe you've been transferred, laid off. You know, something's going on with your family, and you realize, man, we got challenges in our life. And what happens is you'll start fighting with one another. Now, I did that. Denise and I went through that our first few years of marriage. Like, what happened? Well, maybe we married the wrong person, you know? Maybe we married too late. Maybe we married too early in our case. We just didn't get to know one another. I tell people all the time, you can date somebody for 20 years and you will never get to know them. Marriage is about two people spending a lifetime getting to know one another. You will not get to know them dating. The minute you say I do, I tell people all the time, the minute you say I do, scales are gonna fall from your eyes. Revelation is gonna come from heaven. You think, oh my God, what have I done? Well, you've married that because you know, usually at the wedding, you get to meet family members you haven't met yet. You think, man, are they related to you? And here's what you realize something. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 9, Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are the peacemakers. They should be called the children of God. Well, the problem with a peacemaker is we ruined that word in the 60s. We don't know what the word peace means anymore. It's a great word. But if you look it up, the Greek, actually, a peacemaker is a problem solver. What Jesus said, blessed are the problem solvers. They should be called the children of God. Jesus met a blind man one day. Well, he left him with a new set of eyeballs. Jesus met a man who didn't have a hand. When he left him with a brand new hand. Jesus met a mother whose child had died at a funeral, and he raised that child from the dead. Jesus had 5,000 men and their families on the hillside after 3 days of sermons who were really hungry. He provided them with, you know, thousands of happy meals and 12 baskets of leftovers. Jesus was a problem solver. You don't gripe about life, you fix things. So I tell people, when you get married, your job is to be a problem solver in your family, not gripe. And so Denise and I, we would turn on what, well, it's your fault, and you should have, and you could have, and you didn't. And we were always taking each other into each other's past. Now the Bible says God's mercy and God's grace brand new every morning. Mercy is new every day. The ability to do what you can't do on your own is cheating to take your family, your spouse into their past. They do not have a time machine. They cannot change anything. Stay out of each other's past. Your job's to fix what's going on in now, and that's your job. What do you do? Well, I'm the head of my family. I'm a husband and a man and my wife. You know, she's a wife and a mother. What's your job? Well, we fix stuff. We do like Jesus did. You know, the Bible said that he'd lay hands on the sick and they'd recover. He'd cast devils out of crazy people. You know, he brought the good news to a lost world. What are you doing? I'm fixing busted stuff. It's what I do. In your marriage, make it an effort to fix things and make them better, not gripe about what's wrong. We don't need to be married to a newspaper editor from hell. We need to marry somebody that's going to be the salvation of our souls. Look for something to fix every day to make your life better. It's going to go really, really good.
Thanks so much, Joe. If you like what you heard today and you would like to help Joe continue to fight for families, call now and become a partner. With a gift of $35 or more, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you the Marriage Building 101 Essentials Set. The set includes three audio messages that are thought-provoking and very funny, a couple of prayer reminders, and 31 teaching cards to help you ultimately build a strong marriage and family. Call now, 1-800-482-5862. That's 1-800-482-5862, or visit us online at fightingforfamiliesradio.com. That's fightingforfamiliesradio.com. You can also write Joe at P.O. Box 691-498, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74169. We're excited to hear about all the great things God is going to do in your life as you apply these principles. We pray that you continue to fight for your family. Joe also does seminars all over the United States. Visit fightingforfamiliesradio.com to see where Joe will be so you can enjoy him live. Plus, I'd like to remind you that the website has the latest messages available for you to download. Find all this and more at fightingforfamiliesradio.com. Tomorrow, Joe will continue today's message to help you build a better marriage. More funny stories from Joe and more biblical truth to help you be a better wife, husband, mother, or father. Don't miss it.